In Act Two, the Macbeths go even farther. They've now decided that Banquo also has to die, and they send a band of assassins out to kill him.
You know what has always I was shocking to me when I first started studying this score were the how happy the witches were and how happy the assassins were. And I said to Renato Palumbo, our maestro, I said, I understand all of the music. I just don't quite understand how happy, almost silly, the assassins and the witches can be. And I said, is there some psychological reason? Is there something that you can help me understand about the music regarding that? And he looks at me and he shrugs his shoulders and says, Barbara, it's Italian.
Well, I think it's also a younger Verdi at the time. And if Verdi had a weakness, and he did, some of his martial music or his band music sounds a little bit like a Sunday afternoon in the piazza. If you the opening, the entrance of Duncan into the castle, this little kind of jaunty little march, you can imagine a bunch of Italian bankers, butchers and barbers on a Sunday, doing this in the park. And I think it is a criticism that's leveled at Macbeth, is the music of the witches and the assassins.
Act Two ends with the famous banquet scene in which Macbeth is overcome by a vision of the ghost of the murdered Banquo.
The banquet scene is thrilling, basically. We will certainly, think about the. What I love about the banquet scene are the contrasts in expectations. The Macbeths, this is their first big party, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
This is the one we're celebrating. This is it. We're putting all the diamonds on and, the new robes and celebrating our power and our reign and the thrill of it all. And we'll have lots of people on stage and, children and high expectations. And then the Banquo ghost comes on. And everything then, of course, falls apart. And the way the Banquo ghost comes on stage and makes an appearance, I cannot tell you, but it is magical and it is shocking. And for me, as a director, the joy of directing that scene is setting up all the contrasts of the people very happy going to the party, the children, everybody in their finest wear, and then watching a guy, meaning Macbeth, completely fall apart in front of them. I mean, that's fascinating. And then it gets worse. It goes from fascinating to shocking to profoundly frightening, to the point where the people are actually worried that they have no country.
Yeah. It's, I mean, Verdi, I think one of the things that Verdi did so wonderfully were end-of-act finales. Mm-hmm. And the end-of-act one finale after the discovery of the murder of Duncan is one of those enormously powerful finales. And also the end of the banquet scene, where, as Barbara said, there's this very hushed sound to the chorus as they realize, my God, we've got these, look who's running our country. This madman who all of a sudden the suspicion now has got to be this guy killed the king and he's running the country. So it, the way he brings that in, the way he expresses that musically is truly remarkable. I think Macbeth is, for me, it's the finest of his early operas, the personal point of view.
I love
it. It's a great piece.